I'm on the phone with Minnesota Governor Mark Dayton. Governor Dayton, thank you so much for the time. I wanted to ask you about a few different topics, the first being water quality, something that you have made a priority. And you recently announced a goal called 25 by 25. Could you, in some detail, talk about what you hope to see occur to Minnesota's waters by the year 2025? And also, how this might impact Minnesota farmers?
Well, our water quality in Minnesota is deteriorating in many parts of our state, and that comes as a shock to most people, you know, where the land is sky blue waters. And water is one of our greatest natural resources, but it doesn't do us much good if it's unusable, undrinkable, doesn't sustain wildlife and fishing alike. And 40% of our waters in Minnesota, the Pollution Control Agency estimates, fall into that category of not being safe for recreation, for eating fish from them, for drinking the water directly. And so, and in some cases, areas like southwestern Minnesota is over 90%. So we've got a very serious situation that's only going to get worse unless we all work together to make it better. And so my goal is to set a 25% improvement in Minnesota's water quality by the year 2025, and make it an effort that enlists Minnesotans all over the state. So rather than my particular mandate, top down, one size fits all, that was a mistake I made with the buffer bill. This is from the ground floor up, and we would have town hall meetings all over the state later this fall, and ask people from all walks of life, farmers, business owners and operators, homeowners, everybody, you know, what do you think can you do or your community do to improve water quality? And then bring those ideas to another summit in January and prepare legislation for the 2018 legislative session, but have one that hopefully gets everybody involved. And, you know, farmers who, you know, I listened carefully to the criticism I received about the buffer legislation, where they felt that they were not engaged in the process, and that it was, as I said, sort of a one-size-fits-all mandate. So I learned from that, and that's why this one is just the opposite. It's going to engage people from the very beginning, and I'm not laying out any mandate or even any initiatives at this point. I wanted those to come from farmers and from other Minnesotans.
So you'll gather that information, and then there will be future legislation. So does that mean potentially there could be regulations of some kind that could impact agriculture in the state? I know you talked at the Water Quality Town Hall in Morris about not backing away from the buffer rule and not making any more concessions. So as far as from a regulatory standpoint, should farmers be anticipating anything new coming from all of this?
I'm not. I have nothing in mind. The only thing I'm focused on now is providing through the bonding bill that I proposed last year that didn't make it through the legislature, funds to help smaller communities in greater Minnesota afford the cost of water treatment for the groundwater that comes in their communities that's unsafe for human consumption. So that's my focus now in this session. It's, again, to provide help for people in rural Minnesota, and I don't have any plans to add any regulations or mandates. Again, I don't know what's going to come out of these various town hall meetings and this collaborative effort, but you know, so we're only going to achieve the kind of improvement in water quality we need to in Minnesota when clean water becomes an ethic and not an edict. And that means that everybody has a sense of responsibility for their part in our current water conditions, and everybody has a sense of responsibility for what they can do in their home, in their business, and wherever they're living their lives to improve water quality.
Governor Dayton, tell me a little bit about the collaboration that's taken place since the buffer rule was first proposed, you working alongside commodity groups and Minnesota farmers to come up with plans that are going to help improve water quality in the state, but aren't going to unnecessarily burden them.
Well, I had an excellent meeting last week with leaders from just about every one of the major farm organizations, Minnesota, the Farmers Union, Farm Bureau had a conflict of a statewide meeting, so that they were engaged with it, corn growers, soybean, dairy producers, livestock, everybody, pork producers, everybody was involved, some of the big co-ops, Land O'Lakes, Cargill. And again, the focus was on, and they have a specific idea which I support as well, which are farmer-led councils set up in around the state. Would have basically the same intention of getting ideas from people right in their communities, right in their watershed districts, what the needs are, what can be done, what has to be done to improve water quality. So it's really engaging people all over the state who have the expertise and have the firsthand knowledge and recognize that their particular situation is unique and maybe very different from somebody else's somewhere else. And again, that's one of the lessons I learned from my mistake with the buffer bill. But, the goal is, the problem is very serious. It's critical in some parts of the state, as I said before. It's serious when 40% of our waters are unsafe for recreation, for drinking, inability to support fish and wildlife safely. It's just, and it's going to get worse. If we don't make it better, it's going to get worse.
So going back to the goal that you announced, the 25 by 25 goal, is this initiative, is this kind of an all-encompassing type of goal that you will kind of lump in the buffer rule, you'll lump in the Ag Water Quality Certification Program, and then, as you said, this goes beyond farmers. This is everybody in the state getting behind this effort. But is this goal separate from those other initiatives, or would you say they're all under the same umbrella?
No, exactly. I think they're all under the same umbrella. And this is really the umbrella which the others fall under. Is, it's not every pollutant reduced by 25%. It's not every part of the state reduced by 25%. It's overall for all contaminants that go into our water supply from all sources all over the state. So it's the general goal. And again, this is just the starting point. It will presumably be refined as we go through this process. And, again, this is about the future of water in Minnesota for ourselves, for our kids, our grandkids. It's just one of our greatest natural resources and advantages, especially given the water scarcity in other parts of the country. And we just we neglected it at our peril.
I do want to ask about a couple of legislative things, but anything else on water quality that you wanted to make sure we touched on?
Well, just that my tax bill proposes assistance for farmers who need help financially to make the conversion of some of their land to buffers, as well as the big CREP proposal, $500 million that we are collaborating with the federal U.S. Department of Agriculture. That 30% of that would be focused on providing financial aid to farmers who are trying to make the transition to buffers and are hard-pressed financially. It's coming the worst possible time given how awful the farm economy is, and I don't want to put an undue burden on farmers who want to do the right thing and just simply can't afford it.
Somewhat related to that, property tax relief legislation that's being worked on now. What's the latest on that? What, in your opinion, are the prospects of something getting done soon?
Well, it's critically important. Farm property taxes in Minnesota have gone up 114% in the last decade. I mean, it's just the property tax is the most unfair tax we have because you have to pay it whether or not your farm is producing a profit, whether you have a job. So it's a very onerous tax, and the increase, particularly in those areas where schools are looking to pass a referendum for doing them very important projects, but farmers are put in a position where they want to support their schools but literally can't afford the additional burden on their property taxes. So this would be a 40% offset in those situations, and it may well be that broader property tax relief across all agriculture properties is warranted, and we'll work with the legislature on that. But we need to do everything we can. Farmers have been hard hit now for the last 3-4 years, and we need to do everything we can to reduce the cost burden on them.
Speaking of those financial struggles, the bonding bill last year that failed included funds for the Rural Finance Authority. I talked to Representative Poppy on Friday, and she said that a lot of progress has been made on standalone legislation that would put money back into the RFA, and she indicated that you supported that. In your words, where are we at with that legislation, and would you sign that into law?
I strongly support it, would be delighted to sign it into law. I'm told it's progressing with good bipartisan support on a rapid track through both House and Senate. That I can't say whether it's end of this week or which we're approaching now or next week, but I believe both bodies are going to pass it very quickly, and I'll sign it immediately. And that's one of the unfortunate features of last year's impasse, but it's a great sign that they're working in a bipartisan way to pass it this time.
Finally, Governor Dayton, you've mentioned a couple of times in our conversation that how you handled the buffer bill, some mistakes were made. So as farmers listen to your comments here, and you clearly recognize some of the challenges that they're facing, and you also see that there are some major water quality problems in a state where water is so critical, what's your message to farmers right now with an opportunity to be in their ear for a minute or two?
Well, I've always been a friend of farmers and agriculture. I realize how vitally important agriculture is to our entire state, to ways of life in entire regions of Minnesota, as well as to our state's economy. And, I didn't create the problem or the crisis that we face with water quality in Minnesota. I feel responsible to take steps to try to improve that. And as I said, I made a mistake, which I'll admit, in the buffer legislation and proposing a one-size-fits-all top-down. We corrected that in the process of the legislation, and we gave the flexibility to local soil and water conservation boards to make exceptions and to tailor literally every farmer's situation to their unique land and water situation. So, we learned from that, and this time we're approaching it very differently. I hope all farmers who are concerned about water quality will engage in this process over the next several months and make sure your voices are heard in your area and make sure that these are tailored to what is best to achieve the results we all want, which is to improve water quality in ways that are manageable and effective in your particular farm and your particular area.
Minnesota Governor Mark Dayton. Governor Dayton, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you, Mark.